Delta Hospital and Community Health Foundation is more than two-thirds of the way towards meeting its fundraising goal in support of building a new long-term care facility, and is asking for public's help to get them over the finish line. Last summer, the province and Fraser Health announced plans to replace the 46-year-old Mountain View Manor adjacent to Delta Hospital with new facility, expanding capacity at the site from 92 to 200 beds. While the Ministry of Health will be contributing $179.7 million towards the project's capital costs, the foundation committed to raising $18.25 million, the largest fundraising effort in the organization's 35-year history. Since launching Coming Home, a campaign to transform long-term care in Delta, last June, DHCHF has received a record $5 million donation from Ryan and Cindy Beatty, another $3 million from the Delta Hospital Auxiliary Society, and several more large gifts to help meet the foundation's ambitious campaign goal. Related: Burroughs family contributes $250,000 towards new Delta long-term care facility. See also: Delta Palette donates $50,000 towards new long-term care facility. I am thrilled to announce that, as of today, Thursday, April 11th, through extraordinary community support, we have raised just over $13 million towards our Coming Home campaign, DHCHF Executive Director Lisa Hoagland said in a press release. Our donors have shown tremendous commitment towards this transformative project. We are inspired by the campaign's success so far and looking forward to continued support from our community to help us reach our goal. We all have a role to play in helping our seniors come home to a place they deserve. We are incredibly grateful that our community has shown compassionate support towards this meaningful project. Thursday's release notes that since opening its doors in 1977, Mountain View Manor has had only minor upgrades, making the facility outdated and insufficient to meet the needs of the community. We are working on a revolutionary care community for seniors on the Delta Hospital campus, which is possible thanks to the Delta Hospital and Community Health Foundation and its generous donors, Kathy Wiebe, Executive Director of Delta and White Rock, South Surrey Health Services and Delta and Peace Arch Hospitals, said in a press release. Progress is underway as preparations for construction commence at the site, promising to redefine senior living standards. This community will prioritize comfort and dignity and will soon offer our seniors a proud place to call home. The new facility, to be named the Beatty Long-Term Care Center in recognition of Ryan and Cindy Beatty's financial contribution, will be built, owned and operated by Fraser Health on currently vacant land at the Delta Hospital campus. The center's design focuses on small households, accommodating 12 or 13 residents, each with their own single bedroom and bathroom. These units will also feature social and recreational spaces found in a typical home, such as a living room, dining room, activity space and access to the outdoors, according to a Ministry of Health press release. There will also be community spaces and services for residents, families, visitors and staff, including art and activity rooms, a hair salon, a sacred space and a 32-space adult day program for people living more independently. As well, an innovative standalone child daycare facility will be constructed at the site, offering 49 spaces for families and creating opportunities for intergenerational programming with long-term care residents. More details of the project can be found on the Fraser Health Capital Projects webpage, uat.fraserhealth.ca/capital-projects/projects/delta-long-term-care-community. To donate to Delta Hospital and Community Health Foundation's Coming Home campaign, head to dhchfoundation.ca/capital-campaign. See also: Local Society kicks off 7th Annual Sikh Heritage Month in Surrey. See also: Call out for youth to be Delta's mayor for a day.